time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, getting us ready for the weekend. Talk about all the things that, you know, have happened in the past week and getting people ready to go up and maybe do a little recreating this weekend and get out and have a good time. So we like to bring him in just to kind of let people know how things are setting up on the skyline, and then kind of just, you know, what to expect and how to stay out of trouble up there. Brett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, great to be here again. Much appreciated.
So let's start off and things. How are we doing so far this week? Now, we did have a storm and some wind come through and things like that, but how are things stacking up?
Yeah, so let's see. We picked up about 9 inches of snow up in the high country Sunday night into Monday, and there has been a little bit of wind involved with that storm, and then again yesterday. And so that's stirred things up a little bit. It's drifted that new snow, and it created a few soft slabs and drifts of snow, built cornices, and these things were a little sensitive yesterday to folks who were up in the backcountry. I did get some reports from some snowmobilers that were finding these shallow wind slabs that were cracking out on them. Now, they weren't all that deep, and they weren't really large enough to cause people harm, but there's definitely enough of these up there and some places where they are larger that they probably could knock you around. You're probably not going to get buried and killed from being buried in an avalanche, but they could knock you around. Now, the thing is about these wind slabs is they're most sensitive right when they're forming. So yesterday was probably the most sensitive period. And now from here on, since the winds have calmed down, they'll stabilize and become more stubborn over the next couple of days. But they're probably going to be a little sensitive still on Friday, so folks who watch out for that.
So I guess my question would be, with these winds and everything, I'm sure it makes the temperatures dip a little bit. Does that kind of help, or does that hinder things up there?
Yeah, we had some really cold temperatures on, let's see, that would have been Wednesday night. And they don't have a real big bearing on stability with those new wind slabs. Perhaps they'd make things a little slower to stabilize, but we're going to have warming temperatures here into the weekend, and so those wind slabs and the fresh drifts will stabilize and pretty much not be too much of a concern for this weekend.
So I guess then at the other end of the spectrum, do warmer temperatures affect it negatively or positively?
Yeah, in general, warming temperatures are generally a good thing, unless it's too much of a good thing. I guess that's a good way to put it. In general, we're going to see temperatures in low to mid 30s through the weekend, and that's generally a good thing for helping these types of wind slabs to stabilize. Now, as spring approaches, we'll see some spikes in temperatures, and that can cause problems, but that's not what we're dealing with right now.
So I guess in hindsight, or looking forward, I guess I should say, what are people going to need as they maybe head out, or what are some things that they need to look out for as they head out this weekend to have some fun out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first thing that folks should do is to consult the daily avalanche forecast before heading out. The forecast can be found at utahavalanchecenter.org, and look for the Skyline region for the daily forecast there. It's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning, and it's going to give you details about what to expect when you get up into the mountains. You know, things like we've been talking about, if there's fresh drift, or if there is some sort of a persistent weak layer within the snowpack that you should be aware of that's causing avalanches. mountain weather, any recent avalanche activity is reported on that daily forecast. So it's a really good source of information for folks before they head into the mountains. Once they get up there, they should all, if you're getting into avalanche terrain, which is anything steeper than about 30 degrees, you should be carrying all the proper avalanche gear, which includes avalanche beacon, avalanche shovel, avalanche probe. And everyone in your party should carry that stuff and know how to use that stuff in a good manner. It does take practice to use that gear, so important to have it and know how to use it as well.
All right, so once again, if you're headed out, have fun, but like we always say, be safe, use caution when you're out, and just really go out and don't get yourself into something, I think is what we're trying to really accomplish here, right? Is that what we want?
In general, we're going to be dealing with fairly stable and safe conditions up there through this weekend. If folks are really pushing the limits and getting into very, very steep terrain in the upper elevations where some of these wind drifts have formed, there still could be some of those lingering into this weekend. But in general, most folks are going to be able to recreate up there and have a safe weekend with no threat to avalanche danger.
All right. Once again, Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Check out their website. Everything is updated by at least 7 o'clock in the morning. Get all your reports that you need and go out and have some fun. That's what this is all about. Enjoy yourself, but just do so responsibly, I think is the end of the story here for this one. Brett, thank you so much for giving us a call and talking about this morning.
Hey, you bet. Look forward to chatting with you next week.
We will do. All right. So, once again, next week we'll talk to him and we'll talk about everything that's going on and everything that's happened and coming up, and just making sure you're staying safe out there on the Skyline Drive up there when you go out and snowmobile or ski or do anything outdoor recreation. Once again, Brett, thank you so much. You have a great week.
You too.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.